For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, from verse 7 to 8, God is aware of our need. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And he said we should still ask. Before we ask, he is aware. He knows everything. I think two weeks before now, Simon was making prayer, the free prayer, and he was talking about the need of asking, particularly verbalizing your request. I said, God knows that we need to be protected, but he says you should ask him for protection. All together, God knows that you need the food, but open your mouth and say it. It clearly says in Matthew 6, 17, he knows our need, but we should ask. Then number two, we looked at the fact about our need. God has all our needs met and available. Everything we'll ever ask God for, he has them available and met. Is that correct? And then number one, is that we looked at number three, all our needs must be verbalized, just like we verbalize our salvation. The way we got saved, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10, is with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is that correct? So if you only believe and you don't confess with your mouth, you are not saved unto you. That is what we say, say the Lord's Prayer, say this after me, and we leave them, we give them words, and then they repeat that. That's not true. Because you have to verbalize it. Are we together? And then we said, why do we need to ask? Why are asking necessary? And those are the what why we did on Wednesday. Because today will be a continuation of Wednesday. We said, the reason why we ask, because when you ask, who you ask shows who you depend on. Is that correct? So whoever, if you ask God, you are telling God, I depend on you to meet my needs. If you ask your father, it means you are depending on God. We look at Moses in Exodus chapter 15, verse 24. The people said, ask Moses. They were murmuring against Moses and Aaron. They were depending on Moses and on Aaron. Are we together? And then number two, we said, when you ask, your request shows the exactness of what you want. Are we together? Jesus was working on the the way to Jericho, and then Bartimaeus came to him. Of course, when a blind man comes to you, the first thing you come to him, the only thing he's needing for is his eyes to receive sight. That correct? Yes. But last, on Wednesday, I gave a little example of many people that what you think they need is not really what they need. That correct? He could probably say he doesn't need. I told you the story of Pastor David Equally, that he wanted to pray for a blind man. The blind man said that he doesn't want his eyes to see. That he wants to be blind. Look at Cobham, he's blind and he's making money, so he doesn't want to see. You may think that you want to see, but you don't really want to see. I was sharing a ministry of one of our aunties. They were praying for her to have children. They were praying. They only had one child. And for several years, they were praying in the church. People were praying. Then you got to know their notice that people have been praying for everybody's concern. She said, She said, don't be praying. Me and my husband agreed for one child. Why are you wasting your time? She doesn't need a prayer. Do you understand? So when you ask, you are telling God the exactness, and then you are telling him what you really want. Okay, Bartimaeus, what do you want? Okay, the only thing Bartimaeus asked for was his eyes. Is that not true? People have asked for money. People have asked for wife. People have asked for a house. Hope you know that. But because they want, you want. So exactly, only have, you know, if you are asked for what's right, people will have answered it. One of the most angry questions that I ever saw in the Bible that get annoying me is, when King Ahasuerus asked, is it Haman? Haman was a wicked man, right? Asked Haman, what shall be done to the man the king decided to honor? And Haman thought that he was the one. And then he said, give him right in the horse, let people be saying. That is a very, very useless. He gave that answer based on who he was. If you ask a poor man, what shall be done to a man that the king decide to honor? Or what do you think he will say? Will he be saying, write him on the horse and say people bow the knee? No! You don't ask that to be request. The day that they will ask questions about you, the relevant person will answer. Do you understand me? Yes. That way, the way that I did that used to make me. If you only ask more than guy, what will him? And the kind of Haman answered because he was thinking he was the one and he was already wealthy. He had the money, he had everything. The man of God and his poor, his house, comfortable, comfort, exemption from tax. What a poor man will require to be different from what a man asks. And we get that. To ask King, tell God the exact number three. We look at Wednesday, we say, request King, grant God permission. Are we together? When you ask God, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, come into my life, you are giving him permission. When you ask a lady out, I love you, you are asking her for permission to come into her life. That's not true. Now, when she said yes, now I begin to correct her. Why didn't you pick my call? Before, when she was not in your life, you could not say that. That's not true. When you asked her for permission and she said yes, okay, you said yes to instruction. You said yes to my leadership. She has granted you permission to her life. That's not true. Yes, like I said on Wednesday, there are people you cannot correct. Why? Because you don't have the right to correct them. Well, they're not granted you access. Are we together? Number four, I said the reason why you need to ask is asking enable you to know the source of your blessing and answers to prayer. When you ask and then you receive, let's say when you pray to God, Lord, I need a car, and you have a car now, you'll be able to say, wow, God did it. Is that correct? But if you have never prayed and you got the car, you may think it was your saving, your wisdom, or something like that brought that car. But when you pray, the reason why people don't testify most of them, like I said, the one thing is because Bible speaking in Proverbs 3 says, in all your ways acknowledge the Lord. Is that correct? So acknowledge that he was the one that made you to select. I made a journey today. I traveled to Abuja and returned in 3 hours or 4 hours. In 3 hours, yes. Because I had an exam, so I traveled around 5 a.m. because I had to be there. Come back. So I was praying, Lord, I need to enter the right bed. One, number two, I need to be able to get a driver that drives. So there was this driver that I know very well that drives very fast. Very, very fast. Anytime I go, if his car, even if the money is different, I walk into his car, he drives like a man. You know the way men drive? He drives like a man. He doesn't slow down unnecessarily. He moves. That's the way I like driving. He drives like a man. So when I went, he was about leaving. I said, I was not happy. Then I entered another car. The car I entered was super funny. My God. We arrived before that guy that was celebrating. When we passed him, I could not believe my eyes. That is the power of asking God for permission to direct you. Do you understand? So when you ask, you are enabling, you know the source. Now, when I got there, I wanted to go get to there, I will now thank God for that. Thank you, because I know you are the source of this peace. Figure out. So when you acknowledge God, you'll be able to. Many people don't think they have thanksgiving. And some people that is because they don't know that the things that are happening in their life is because they have never prayed. Or maybe they prayed and God answered. And many people that even when they pray, God answered, they forgot they prayed for these things. Hallelujah. Yes, one of the reasons why people don't know that the reason why men of God need testimony is not just for the sake of this. It encourages the man of God to know that his prayer is working. Do you understand? Yeah, it's one of the things that testimony is to glorify the God, edify the church. It encourages God's servants. Wow, God is answering my prayer. But when they pray, they prophesy, they shout, they scream, and then somebody come and testify. On Sunday, when man of God prophesied, I went and this is what happened according to what he said. He feels encouraged. Are you together? So when you ask, he enables you know the source and the answer to survive. Number five, I said, asking cancels assumptions. The Bible says, ask. When you ask, it cancels assumption. Are you together? Now, I may come to your house now. You may be assuming what I need is a wife. But what actually I need is anointing. Is that correct? You may see me now, you may think what I need is food. But what I actually need is transport money. So, but when you ask, it cancels assumption. So when you stand before God, you verbalize your need. Number three, asking reveals your faith level. Are we together? When you are asking, don't forget, you are looking at asking. Today we'll be looking at seeking. Ask, I'm going to help you on what is it. Asking reveals your faith level. We did an example last week. Two people asked me a question. Okay, you asked me a amount of money that asked. One, all of them are examples anyway. One asked, say, okay, I asked me for 5,000 naira. The other person asked me for 200,000 naira. That is different faith level, is that correct? Two people before God, you have your blank check. All of us have blank check when you go to prayer. Somebody can go and say, Father, give me a Gekena pen in the name of Jesus. Shabalanda kabrudakada, is that correct? Somebody can go and say, give me a bajaj. Lord, a machine will change my life. Give me a machine. Somebody can go and say, Lord, give me a Toyota Camry pencil model. Lord, give me a pencil. Somebody can go and say, Lord, I need a private jet. Same person, different faith level. Is that correct? Same God, different. I remember my brother testimony said, when he went to preach, he saw one musician holding ladies left, right, and center. entering a private jet. He said, God, I'm going to preach. I'm on the queue, struggling. And this guy's wasting his life. Lord, I need a private jet. I need money. He said, no, he said, I need money to buy a private jet. God said, I will give you a private jet. You know, give me the money. Then God asked him, do you prefer I give you a private jet or you want the money? He said, you know what? Give me. Tell me now. So he canceled out of the, what do you want? Many of us, God don't really know what you want. You want to pray, Father, change my life. In the name, change your life to what? To become fatter, to become taller, to become shorter, more money, more happy. What do you really want? Are we together? I remember Paul Young, he chose book. I believe in vision. I believe in vision. In the book, he gave a story of the necessity of detailing in prayer requests. Is it Holy Spirit, my senior partner? He said that he was asking God, Lord, change that. He was praying and then not see. One thing was prayer. God said that is a problem that many Christians make. He was talking to Paul in the journal. He said that many Christians ask me to, but they are not specific. Then he said, you specify what you want. Then he said, Lord, I need an American bicycle. Because there is Chinese bicycle, there is England bicycle. He said, he needs an American bicycle. Number two, he needs a table made of mahogany wood. Specify the wood. Number three, he needs what, three things, a chair, and there was a way he described the chair. He specified them. So after he said it, he went to church on Sunday and announced, I have an American bicycle and I have a chair. Hallelujah. The church members after service was very, very broke then. Came to his house, where the chair? Pastor is lying. He said he's so much pregnant with them. And then there was testimony that the pastor is pregnant. How did you get that? Then after a while, a missionary from America came to Seoul, Korea. And then his son has an American bicycle. And then the missionary wanted to leave. And then he gave 22 the American bicycle. And then one day somebody came and gave him a table made of mahogany wood. Pow! And then the chair that fitted his exact description. I think I get the book. Holy Spirit, my senior partner, or my church goes to one of the two books. The necessity, because it cancels your assumptions. Are we together? Cancels your assumptions. Number six, we said, asking, because this is revealed your friend level already. And then number seven was so finally, no request, no supply. And then we did something on Wednesday. We wrote on a sheet of paper. This is my own. We wrote on a sheet of paper on particular request. And then we asked them verbatim. So if you can do that, you can do that before the sermon service is on, because we will need it for today's sermon. Are we together? So what is it that you want God to do for you? God, change my life. 2020 is my year. It's my year of what? My year of pregnancy. My year of breaking. My year of eating too much. Is it making sense to anybody at all? You need to be specific. What do you want? Are we together? For in prayers, you need to be specific. So today we'll be proceeding to seeking. After you ask, the Bible says, ask. Like we look at one and they say, after the, it's a progression. After you ask, the next step is to seek. I listened to this sermon, first of all, from Bishop Noel Jones. One time like that, he comes and he blessed my life. And then God just reminded me, and then I'm sharing some light that I got and some of the light that God has given me. So today's topic is seeking in prayer. Or prayer dash seeking. Luke 11, 9 to 10. Dominion, help us read that. Luke 11, 9 to 10. Seeking. What does it mean? The Bible says, ask and shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Luke 11:9-10. Luke 11:9-10. Dominion, can I help
on that? I say unto you.
But you said, God is saying unto us.
Ask and it shall be given.
God said unto us, ask and it shall be given.
Seek and ye shall find.
What you seek, you will find.
Knock
and the door will be opened.
For everyone that asks it.
Everyone that asks it receive.
For he that seeketh,
find. Anyone that seeks, find.
And to him that knocketh.
Anyone that knocks, the door shall be opened. Thank you very much. Are we together? You will see that progression. Now to seek means to make efforts to find. When you say you are seeking, you are making effort to find that thing. You are searching for where it is. Is that correct? You are making effort, conscious, one of the greatest revelations that God gave me. If you ask me two or three revelations when God gave me about ministry when I started, was the revelation of synergy. Nobody synergy. Synergy means partnership, man and God. Ministry cannot grow all alone by God. if he leave ministry all along to God, he will never grow. A man alone cannot grow. We need to, he told me we need to partner together. We need to join force together. A man of God, or a robot, he was asked about his field. Somebody came and told him that, oh, your field is looking good. God is faithful. God is taking care of your field. No grass, all the weeds are off. Then the farmer said, it is true. But you need to come and see the field when God had it all alone. See another thing, man? When God was able all alone, the one there was planting grasses. See another statement? Okay, by the listen to the message, here you understand. Praise God. But to seek means to make efforts to find. Make efforts. Number two, to seek means to move, to go, to travel in a known direction. Take important of the words. It means to move, to go, and to travel in a known direction. To move, to go, to travel in a known direction. Are we together? If you ask God for a house, let me inside you today, you ask God for a house. And God said, I have answered you. Will the house drop in church? You have to go and look for the kind of house you want, or look for the land. Even if he gives you the money, you have to make that, you have to take responsibility to find. Is that not true? Is that not true? If you say, Lord, I need a wife, my land also grant you. I need to marry. I am 37. Lord, it's time. I need to marry. And God has asked you, my son, and he has given me a wife. You need to go out there to church and pray and watch. Is that not true? Now the Bible says, he that what? Is fine, looking like it's something you are seeking for. When they say find something, it means you are seeking for something and then you found it. I see. So he that finds, when God says, I've given you a wife, you need to take responsibility and find the damn self. My moral always teaches that. You know, some people say that Adam was busy and God brought it to him. Be busy with God, will God bring you. But continue to be busy. Continue. Hallelujah. Continue. My moral said, God didn't give Adam the wife. The Greek word there was he paraded Eve before Adam. He didn't give him Adam. He didn't give. He said, he thought Eve was just passing and just can't work it. Adam said, what is happening here? He said, now, Adam didn't have an opportunity to find because he didn't have multiple options. It's not true. There was only one woman. So you cannot use find for Adam because even if you say find, means there are plenty and then you choose or you find this one. But Adam never had that opportunity. There was only one lady in the world. Then later the Bible says, he that findeth a wife. So when you ask God for a prayer and God has answered you, you have peace about it. The next thing is to what? Seek for it. And today I'll be teaching you on how to seek. How many of us want to know? How many of us want to know? Alright, today I'll be teaching you on how to seek after you have prayed. One of the lessons I learned earlier, when I started the ministry was Pastor David Bailey was sharing the story of Adversa in Laosa. He's somebody that understands this principle of seeking, you know, how the kingdom works. He said, one time they were in a crusade in Lagos, and then he needed 7 cars to travel to transport his team back to Benin after the crusade. They said, we need 6,000, and they needed 60,000 naira. Then he said, church, let's pray that God will provide us with 7 cars and 60,000 naira. Let's begin to pray. Everybody started praying. They began to pray. Pastor David Bailey said he was in the crusade. See, he was not praying, he was looking at Archbishop Messi. Pentecostal was not praying, he was not looking at them, don't watch them. Don't watch them. Because that's what church people like. They like prayer. So after they pray, say now, thank God, what has answered us now? Begin to thank God, begin to thank God. We're not looking at them, that's Archbishop now. Say thank God, that is Pastor David the Brady, not Pastor David Brady. That's one of Pastor, senior pastor of the university, one of the AV churches in the world. Hallelujah. So he said, after I said, thank God, when I started our prayer, Archbishop was not watching them. So he said, now, if you have a car, stand up. And they stood up. They come. Then he said, let me see your car. So 11 people came up. Then he now started inspecting the car that would travel to Benin from Lagos. He said, God, need your car now. You're the one. What does that do to you? You're the one. So he said, just let me know. That down with the bread cutting. Then he said, now, if you have money, you can give, come outside. Because some people have a way of when they pray, they're expecting something to happen mysteriously. They are thinking, now, we pray for a car. We are waiting for a miracle. Somebody just drive with 7 kilos and say, this is the car. That is the mindset of many church people. Things need to be made to happen. Nothing happens until you take direction to pray. We are praying God for instrument for months, instrument. I don't know how far this thing needs to work. Because I have a magic must be made. God said, do this in 1, 2, 3, in 3 weeks' time. Before the instrument over, I've done most of the million. So take direction where to make this happen, not only prayer. Are we together? So when you learn the principle today, you begin to apply them and you begin to see more results in your prayer. Now, why do we have to seek? Number one, seeking is synergy between God and man. Deuteronomy 2:24. Seeking, when you are seeking, you are showing synergy between God and man. Deuteronomy 2:24. When I saw this scripture, it blew my mind also. Anybody? Deuteronomy 2:24. Now I read. The Bible says, rise him up, take your journey and pass over the river. Anon. Say with me, behold. Come on, say with me, behold. I have given unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. You're not saying with me, and his land. Then he said, begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Wait a minute. I have given you this land and the people. Who come on, everybody should die now. Just enter and take my inheritance now. But God is the one thinking, I have given them to you. Then he said, the next thing to do is begin to fight and take it. In the spiritual realm, I have given you. In the physical, go and take it. So it's their own responsibility now. They cannot walk now. Most cannot walk up now and drop all their weapons and go to the gate of Heshbon. And say, we are here to take the city. God has given us to you. You understand what I'm saying? Moses don't go up like this. Don't go up with it and drop their shield, sword, seal, and everything. That king is said to be 7 feet. The neck, his back is 7 feet. You know what is 7 feet? Let's say I am. How many feet I am? Let's say I'm 3 feet. It's like my height times 2 plus 1. The Bible gave a detail of the length of his back, 7 feet. That is the king. That Bible said, king. King of all, king of, but there were two kings in the Bible, only meant the king of Heshbon, all king. These are terrible kings. They were children of another king. So God has given you, but they had a responsibility to partner with God to strategically take it. Is that correct? To strategically take it. Nothing happened by mistake. So when you are seeking, you are partnering. God, you want to take local job for you. So what do we do? What do we do? You are partnering. After you have prayed, I have given you. Then you begin to take responsibility, begin to evangelize. Strategically pray prayer point and then take the seat. Is that correct? God has said, I'm going to make you a business mogul. Now you have to learn how to business, how to expand, how to grow your business, how to do great things. How to get up? So why you need to seek is you are showing synergy. Number two, seeking is responsibility and commitment to receive answers prayers. Seeking is responsibility and commitment. Receive answers to prayers. In Acts chapter 4, verse 25 to 35, and then Acts chapter 6, verse 4, Acts 17, 27, Jeremiah 29, verse 13, Acts 4, 25 to 35, Acts 6, verse 4, Acts 17, 27, Jeremiah 29, verse 13. Are we together? So when you are seeking, you show you are a responsible person. Are we together? When it's that good, they begin to pray, they begin to seek God in prayer, they begin to take responsibility over their life. You begin to seek, you begin to seek. Sleeping and praying, like I said, prayer. Okay, let me leave it for Sunday. Let me say it today. Praise God. But seeking shows responsibility and commitment. Praise God. So you are responsible. You are responsible. You want to feed your wife and then you wake up in the morning, Father, you are praying. Pray 7 days, 31 days in a month. You will feed her very well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Number three, why you need to seek? Seeking avails the best strategy to receive answered prayers. When you seek, it shows you will be able to know the best strategy to receive the answered prayer. In Matthew 26 from verse 38 to 44, when Jesus went to pray, the Bible says he prayed one prayer repeatedly. If it be your will, let this cup pass away. He said that God, is there another way that we can save the world apart from dying? Is that correct? That was another prayer. Is there another strategy? Maybe song is in Apasia. No, that song. Apasia, no way. Apasia, no way. You know that play, just play. Apasia, no way. When you seek here, the thing didn't work. You know, you go on that way. It didn't work. That's correct. So seeking will let you know the best strategy. If you never seek, you never know which one is working. You understand, guys? If you never seek, you never know which one is working. You never know which one is working. Are we together? Never know which one is working. So seeking you, by the time you know that this is this formula. If you okay, how many of you can make curry with five different methods? How many of you know three different methods of making curry? There's one you put the curry first before putting the water. There's another one you put the water first before putting the curry. There's another one you say maternally put the water and maternally put the curry. Are you understanding me at all? When you do this thing, after a while, you know the best method that produced the best ever. You understand me? It's not true. After so you know that because you have tested the three methods. You know the best way. I remember my body's school. We used to do garri. You know, share garri and share water for us. So I made your garri. The one that is best, right there, you better try your own. So seeking reveals the best strategy. Hallelujah. Number four, why you must seek. Seeking reveals trust in God. Psalms 34 verse 10, dominion. Seeking reveals trust in God. Psalms 34 verse 10. When you are beginning to seek, you are beginning to trust God. The Lord is my shepherd. Yes, can we go? Psalms 34 verse 10.
The young lion do lack, yes, and suffer hunger. Okay. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
The young lion do hunger and suffer want. That correct? But they that what? Trust in the Lord shall not want any good thing. So what you are leading? What you are leading is a sign you are seeking and trusting God. You know, when the Bible says the Lord is my shepherd, is that correct? You believe that God will lead you. You are looking, Lord, where is it? You are finding, and then the Lord is channeling you. Trust in the Lord. When you are finding a wife, you know you are trusting God. Is that correct? Not to be moved by sight, but to be moved by faith. You are trusting God, the Lord will show me what. You know, you must find, though, brothers. Say with me, I must find. God is not foolish to give you a wife. So even if it doesn't work, you'll be blaming God. God will allow you to choose. How to get up? You'll find. The God can bring them as close as you are. That is why there is no one lady that if you don't marry, you are doomed for life. That is not the case. Now if you don't marry Chiamaka, you are gone for life. Your marriage will never work. It doesn't exist. But there is God's will for you. Are we together? So seeking reveals trust. Number five, why you must ask. Seeking reveals the value of what you prayed for to you. Seeking reveals the value of what you prayed for to you. In Matthew chapter 7 verse 6, let me explain that. Matthew chapter 7 verse 6 says, you don't cast pearls before swine. Are we together? Now, when you pray for something, and you rise up and begin to pursue it, it is telling God that this thing is important to you. If it is not important, you forget about it. But the fact that you are committed to finding the solution is telling God that this thing is valuable to you. Are we together? That's why I tell people that when I used to hear sermons on preaching on purpose, finding your purpose. After the sermon, you begin to pray. Father, show me my purpose. Shalabala, gada, vaya, gada. After that Sunday service, that's the end.
The next time you pray about purpose again, on the day another preacher come on stage. I said, you must find your purpose and preach, and then you are excited. Then after they preach, you begin to pray. Father, show me my purpose. Show me your purpose. You pray and swear. I don't know how much that's the end of the prayer point. Till another Sunday, true or yes? For somebody that after leaving that service and go to his room and begin to pray, see, Father, show me your purpose, is telling God that this is very serious to me. Come on, is that true? So seeking and pursuing, when I wanted to know my purpose, I told God I must know. I began to pray. I began to fast. I must know. I was 20 years old. And then I listened to Bishop Oyedepo. He said that timely discovery made for sight. He said, people at 20, if you have not discovered your purpose at 20, you are far behind schedule. And I was 20 years old that time. And I said, I must know this thing. When I go to church, the man was praying for an old man that is a retiree. Say that you must discover your purpose. The man will shout, amen. And I was our father. What is amen for? What did I do? You are going to go. It's too late already. Let that man say that his main purpose in life was to play in Super Eagles. He was anointed. Now he has retired for civil service in Port Bay. We are good and go to Lagos. I'm going to meet something CSR. Yes, yeah. See, I can jump. Look at me. I am anointed to bring the throne to Africa. Yes, we say we know you are anointed, but play behind. He has missed it. He can never be shortlisted close to under 20. He has missed it for life. There is a state that you can get, you can never be shortlisted in certain places in life. But you know, even in ministry, even if you are 30 years, you cannot be pastor. You are not aware? You can't call yourself a living if you know now. You are 30 years, you are not going to far. Banking is 25 years, 27, how many years? So, variable years, how many? So, you must discover, so, early pursue, because it shows the value. Are we together? And then, when you begin to pursue them, early. If I begin to sell pure water here, after 2 months, I will have made new contacts. I would have met plenty more people. If I didn't do it in that 2 months, I wouldn't have met those people. Is that correct? If we started this church by March, there are people that we may have never met. Is that not true? Yes. Number 6 and final. Why you must seek. Seeking reveals your earnestness, your diligence, and your perseverance. You must seek till you find. Number one reason I say why you must seek is what? Number one reason I gave you why you must seek in prayer. Synergy between man and God. Number two is what? Seeking shows your responsibility and commitment to receive answered prayer. Number three. Now when you seek, you'll be able to know the best strategy to use. Is that correct? Yes. Number four. Seeking reveals your trust in God. Number five. Seeking reveals the value of what you pray for. Because the fact that you are pursuing is how you value the present thing. Is that correct? Number six was what? Seeking reveals. And then now, the point, and then we close. How do you seek in prayer? Or how do you seek in God? How do you seek in prayer? Now, it is easy to know how to ask because just verbalize your request. All together? I think I taught us how to ask already. So now, how do you seek? Number one is search for patterns and ways to receive that prayer request in the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10. Can we have 1 Peter 1 verse 10? Search for scriptural patterns on how to receive that thing in the scripture. Are we together? Yes.
Of all the salvation.
Yes, sir. Yes. 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 Now, thank you very much. I can read it. Flow it in better. Okay. Let me read it. Okay. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired. Now, they inquired about it and searched diligently. Now, when you are asking God for something, that request you are making for, somebody has asked that similar request or that kind of request in the Bible. You understand? Come on, is it true? Then you will notice, how did he get his answers? How did he get his answers? That is the scientist. How did he get his answers? Abraham said, Jabez said, oh Lord, multiply me, increase me. Is that correct? Now, if that is your request, then you look at Jabez. How did he get his answers? Somebody has prayed, okay? The Bible says there is nothing new upon the earth. Nobody has prayed for an iPhone before. Or nobody has prayed for an idea to make a company in the Bible. In the Bible, is that correct? Has somebody prayed that prayer? No, nobody has prayed that kind of prayer. But Jacob has prayed for idea on how to be wealthy, and God gave him an idea on how to multiply his sheep and cattle. True? Come on, is it true? God gave every request you have. There is not everything in the Bible. You cannot find scripture for everything in the Bible. But you can find a pattern for everything. What is it done? How so? When you are seeking for an answer, how is it done? Now, I have asked for prosperity. You look at the Bible, who asked for prosperity? How did he get his answers? How is the pattern of receiving prosperity? I'll pick it up. You have asked for a wife. Somebody that has asked for a wife in the Bible, how did he get her? How did he get her? The book of Songs of Solomon is the story of a man chasing after a woman. Is it not true? Followed on the garden, my love, the story of the well beloved. My beloved was in the garden, my beloved, and the lady said, my beloved, and the guy said, no. The guy was just dragging. That is the story of somebody. So, go and study that scripture. Find how he got her at the end. Even at the end, he didn't get her. He didn't marry, there's no way he didn't get her. At the end, that's the person from the story. Look at that. Who again asked for a wife in the Bible? Who again? Who? Who was your wife? Isaac wanted a damsel, and then they sent somebody. But when he came, Isaac saw her, and then he liked her. I would say, when his mother died, he took her and he was comforted. He loves her, that's correct. No, there is a character in Abraham's family. All of them like beautiful damsels. Abraham says, the Bible says Sarah was fair, that she was 70, still but a king wanted her. What kind of beauty is that, guys? Maybe flat tummy. He grew 8. At 70, a king took her for his wife. Bible testified of Rebecca that she was beautiful. Jacob, when he saw Rachel, her beauty, the Bible says, he wept. Now, the Bible says, they said a stone that people could not lift. He lifted it alone. You know, the image of adrenaline. The guy lifted and walked out their ship and wept. What do you do? I want to serve for 7 years. I'm ready. They have eyes for beautiful themselves. Are we together? So look at the pattern in the Bible. Anything you're asking for, there's a pattern. If you're asking for a job, who is it that asked for a job in the Bible? How did he get it? Are we together? Did it make sense to anybody? Number two way to seek is persist in prayer. Prayer for alignment. When you are seeking, persist in prayer that you'll be able to align to your prayer request. In Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 7 is the speech of the Bible. Somebody should help us with Isaiah 30:21. But Luke 18 from verse 1 to 7 is the story of a persistent widow. That was a man ought always to pray. He knocked and knocked. He persisted. But she's got Isaiah 30 verse 21, he was speaking about us hearing the voice of God leading us here. This is the way. Is that correct? Isaiah 30 verse 21, yes. Right, can I have it? All again? Yes. Thank you very much. I don't think it's Thank you very much. Somebody will read for me. It's not something like the scripture I know. Your ears shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. So when you are praying, la ba ra ga da ba la ga da ba ga da la ga da ba, thank you very much, thank you, sir. Now when you are persisting in prayer, Lord, I have received the answer. Lord, you have said, you have answered me, you have settled me financially. What should I do? Leketekete baragada. Son of a mutua yimba, go and start a pure water business. Is that correct? Son of a mutua, start this now. Start playing football. Go and start selling secondhand clothes. Go and start it. Go and begin to work for somebody free of charge. God will direct you on it as you persist in prayer. I'm get up. You are seeking for, Lord, what should I do? Persisting in prayer is seeking for alignment. When you are asking for a word, you must persist in prayer. You know why? You want to know why? Yes, guys, go tell me why. Yes, sir. Come on, brother, answer it. No, no answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So persist in prayer. Okay, do you want to know why?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Bible says, men, look at the outward appearance. Tell me what the Bible says. So God knows that if he leaves apostles himself to look for wine, what apostles will be looking for is to go in. That's who? Bible says, men look at, it's God that looks in their heart. If God leaves you to look for what, how God will you look for? Tell me the truth. Luke, will you go and carry that sister and lady? Will you go? You don't go. You won't. She must be scared to look about her. But now, he can pray now and God will lead him to a damn set and looking like what, like me, like this. Just flat. Just flat. Yeah. So that is your wife. He has an option to marry her. Now, all of us here are guys. Let me tell you something now. Don't tell the ladies I say this. Will you promise me you tell them? Let me warn you guys. Let know something, eh? If you are following size of a lady's body, it gets bigger with years. Don't forget. The way you are seeing it now and liking it, it's not the way it will look. Go to the market to buy something and see women. When some women cannot work, when they were young, they were the ones we have called hot cakes. But as you grow with time, the fat will lose alignment. They don't give you understanding. So God can tell you a flat lady now, don't look it like a prayer point. But when you see her in 5 years, you don't believe she's the one. God knows today, God knows the tomorrow. And God knows her genetic constitution. She can interrelate that when they marry, they explode. So you proceed a prayer for alignment. This was my bailout for marriage. I persisted on Lord. I wanted to know God's will. When I asked my wife, I said, my wife to be out. Say amen for me.
Amen.
Remember to worry about God. When I asked, she was not actually what was in my mind. But God said, this is a need. And then when I finally accepted, my eyes cleared off. It was like there was time on my eyes. What was I looking at before? Made in heaven. You know the way they made in heaven. Yes. May God direct you in the name of Jesus Christ. As you persist in prayer, seeking, Lord, what should I do? What kind of business should I do? Where should I settle down? What should I do? And as you persist in prayer, God will talk to you. You are seeking for His will. Huh? God will never leave you. As you are seeking, Lord, I want to know what you want. You are persisting. 7 days prayers. Man, take a paragada. Lord, you say, I am for signs and wonders. What should I do? Where do I go? As you pray, He will direct you. Are we together? He will direct you. Finally, how to seek is counsel, mentorship, and instructions. Counsel, mentorship, and instructions. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. And then somebody, Proverbs 11, verse 14. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Proverbs 11, 14. Somebody to help
with that. The labor of the foolish
wearieth them. Because they don't know the way to the sea. That's correct. talking to somebody that has gone ahead of you in ministry can save you 10 years of frustration. You know that? One guidance, seeking to know God has answered you for signs and wonders. I have sent you to Abuja to dominate. And then you carry King James Bible and carry Jota. And then you land in my tama and say, God has sent me here. You think it's by that one? You'll be there for 15 years. But just one counsel can save you from 10 years of sorrow. 10 years of frustration. Altogether. So when you seek for counsel. You seek for advice. Altogether. At the time, my father-in-law in the college wanted to buy, now this is a public testimony that I'm sharing it here, wanted to buy buses for Dunamis, when they were still in Area 1. And then he met his spiritual father of God, Bishop David Oyedepo. And then his spiritual father told him, no, don't buy buses. So at the point, when his spiritual father told him that he was not happy, well, he said, probably, but after that, but because his spiritual father said, obey. Then years later, he saw the wisdom and the deliverance that God did to him through that instruction by obeying his spiritual father. Now he was here, but they have bosses in Winner's Chapel now. But he was there, William, but he obeyed. And that obedience saved him. The fact that you see me wearing black overshoe, you don't know what I'm facing. You are wearing pants. I said, don't buy my overshoe. Listen to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? The way somebody in relationship and the person said, don't rush into marriage and the person is married. Listen to his advice. You say, oh, you're married now. He knows what he's talking about. Some of them, he said, when he moved to his new headquarters, he went and met Bishop Oyedepo. He said, we are declaring 21 days fast. Bishop Oyedepo said, no, don't declare 21 days fast. People say, he gave some reasons. And then later he was looking and he said, what kind of foolish, what was I even thinking at that time? By the force of counsel and direction, he made a right, razor sharp decision that shifted the ministry. So the reason why your prayer has been answered before, but it has not manifested, is because you have not sought for it. You have been waiting. God has answered you. Many times you pray, you have peace. You have peace. Sometimes when people say that many prophecies they have and didn't come to pass, it's not the fault of the prophet. It's not the fault of the prophet. Altogether, the responsibility to take responsibility. Every prophecy has a responsibility you must take. Hallelujah. How many of us got something today? I found out how to seek. Now we'll pray for the next 10 minutes on how to seek and then to let this word of God enter our mind and begin to think about it and meditate the next 10 minutes. And then after that, we'll take prayer of thanksgiving. Like I said, all throughout this, we'll be thanking God for what God has done for us as a church from January to today. Altogether, we'll do that for 20 minutes and then I'll come up and then we'll pray on all the requests we have asked and then as we take decisions on how to seek, then altogether, for a prophet, come and give us 10 minutes prayer session on. Or we'll just pray quickly, please.
Okay, praise the Lord. So tell me about okay, I just want us to read to pray. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 7 chapter 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Praise the Lord. Someone for today say that seek and you will find. I don't want us to read this and offer you to pray that God give us grace to see. Man, the Lord, the band that is the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The Holy Spirit of God, we ask for the great Lord, we receive, the grace to see. Man, the Lord, the Lord, Holy Spirit of God, we receive the grace to see. Man, Paul, Shabbat, the Babalabos, Papa, the Babalabos, Shabbat. I don't want to be seeking also. I want to be able to ask God, which one we need is that God will receive the grace to see. God will receive the grace to see. Man, Paul, Shabbat, the Babalabos, Shabbat. Rakos, Papa, the Babalabos, Shabbat, the Babalabos. Man, Paul, Shabbat, the Babalabos, Shabbat. going to survive. No one can watch here, we should see. I will be fine. Pali Brado Mishaba. Rako Sapala Brado Mishaba. No, we will see the place to see. Mam Brado Mishaba. Rako Sapala 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 Brado Mishaba. No, we will see the place to see.
Thank you. Holy Spirit of God, may we receive the grace. Mare no shakabalaba, hele mada karosuna. May we beg your worship. May we receive the grace. May we receive the grace. We don't want to go back on the same way. Oh la karosaba, no mada karosaba. Let the grace of seeking be evident. Mare no de balado shakabalaba. In the name of Jesus, may we receive the grace.
And the Lord added to the church such as should be saved.
Now it's the Lord that adds to the church. Without the Lord adding, the men will not come. Because the Bible says that I defeated God, I will draw all men unto myself. They will inherit us from evangelism, the praise, but it was God that bring the people. So you're going to be appreciating God from the blessings that we've seen in the whole blessings from the first Sunday. We started in Sunday services from the holy point we are standing now. We have seen several results. God has been adding men. God has been adding laborers to the church. The Bible says, praising God and all people, when you give God thanks, you can provoke to do more. And you will add more blessings to us. Child, we appreciate God. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you praise, Lord. We add, and you add more men to us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give you thanks, Jesus. Man, God, and our brother, worship at heart.
Sampai jumpa di video selanjutnya. Thank you.
Father, we thank you. There is somebody you about to know the song. What do you mean, Jerry? Something like that. It's something like, my eyes have seen, my mouth shall testify the goodness of God. The Yoruba one I think in my mind. So the guy can just see the beauty. And just hear the one by the mind. No, Yoruba version.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the encounter. Thank you for the supply. We give you all the worship. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to this sermon. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. Praise God. Praise God. How many of us here one day, sincerely, one day you are coming to church and you are afraid that our boss will be asking us for money? For one day you are coming here and your thought was, this man will see you. We are at rest here. Because God is our supplier. And God has been faithful. God has been faithful. If not for God, we would have backed up. No money from no government allowance anywhere. God has been faithful to us. There was no day we came in the days of all the dominion. Our offering, putting our offering together, you know, buy for it. If we buy for it, 3 months off, we will not buy for it. 3 months off, not buy one food that we use for 1 month. I'm going to be faithful. God will be faithful. 2 years, dominion. If you don't know what I used to give, you know what I used to give. God has been faithful to us. That is a coin in the mouth of a fish for you. Your supply will never run dry. Once you work by biblical principle, God is faithful. God is faithful, he will always prove himself. Now, in case you have asked God for something particular, ask God particularly for something. Be specific. What you are about to do is now. We have less than 7 minutes. Be specific. Continue being there. Mandele brother, brother, talk to God. Those things you wrote on Wednesday, present it once again. Now they have found out the secret. And say, Father, show me how to get this thing to work. Show me how to end poverty, emptiness. Deliver me from this thing. Mandele brother, kasi kataya. Show me. Alekida mana kusa yada. Lantekete parana mana kabara kata ya. Father, show me how to get out of this thing. Show me how to end this thing. Show me. I seek for solution. Eshkapate la tabara da. Father, show me. Empire, show me how. I see for the way out. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, if you have made a request, particular request, can you lift up your hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, your faithfulness over our life has been so unending. Here we are, we have asked particular things before you. Show us, I feel, you know, you must not feel the anointing, but I feel the anointing. For everything you have asked of, may you receive the direction. In the name of Jesus, God is putting the rest for you to find a way. God is showing the way out of that poverty, out of that unemployment, out of that singleness, out of that oppression, out of that burden. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know God has answered us. Can you not appreciate and say, Father, thank you. Now the next thing we'll be looking at next week Wednesday is how to knock. Hallelujah. Now after you have asked and you have sought God, when you are at the door, what will you do? That's right. Now we have asked in prayer and then we have found out how do we find. Now you have sought for what you want and Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door. And what? No. We will find out on Wednesday. Hallelujah. And I believe this month will be a month of the blessing. Father, thank you for an opportunity to give. that is neither scattered nor yet increased, and that is neither withhold anyone that is meditated to talk about it. Thank you, because our sins are received and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for offering with excitement as we close the service. And I want to appreciate every one of you for coming. As for Matthew, the pastor, of a branch of this church here, local church, hallelujah, around the post office area, hallelujah. My colleague in the school, we school together, same unit in campus, and so be a man of God in this city. Thank you so much for availing yourself for coming. God bless you so much. In Jesus' name. Thank you all for coming. Can we appreciate God for the day? I know you were blessed. I was blessed. Father, we thank you. We exalt you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now I want to shout a loud amen. I will declare you are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, watching men of God and just staying under hearing men of God over a while. Understanding of certain things have been coming to me. Watching from David Building, ministering on the blessing. My eyes have been opening, and I discovered the ministry, and I get to understand how this thing works. I will say you are blessed, and I want you to have a believing amen. And then you will experience me for life. How do you know? Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your sons and your daughter, June, July, every area of their life, that you are blessed. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. The going and I'm coming in is blessed. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Your body, soul, and spirit is exempted from every cause of God. You're not permitted to fail in Jesus' name. You are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And the communion of the Holy Spirit. Abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, the goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we are the hand of the Lord.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.